MGTOW Man, welcome back. So I made a video the other day titled Traversing Freedom's Chasm. And if you think about freedom and a life after MGTOW, that can be a potentially staggering amount of time in front of the MGTOW Man. More and more men are coming to MGTOW realizations and red pill awareness earlier in their lives. And as a result, what does the rest of the life they live look like? Anxiety can rise up here. Anxiety because of space and anxiety because of a paradox of choice, actually. And many men there coming to MGTOW may not have a career path that they're passionate about. It's not as if they're all small business owners and have work days that are all consuming hours of the day every day of the week. Some men have not yet found that passion that will sustain them for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, who knows how long. And because of this, some men are simply lost. Some men simply have no idea where to turn and what to do. And this is a reality. So they turn away from MGTOW, actually. And as I said, because they can't wrap their brains around freedom. And what I would say is that every man is going to deal with this question, what now, when it comes to MGTOW, to some extent. And I want to talk more about this today. It's a path. Like many paths, like many philosophies, religions, it often removes 98% of options in life and gives you 2% to use. The interesting thing is the 2% is actually like 1,000%. As the world opens up from your subdivision that you would have lived in during your whole life as a man raising a family behind corporate America's dollar, and now you can live in Guam, you can live in Iceland, you can live in any town in America, you can live in almost any continent in the world, at least for a while. The world absolutely opens up and it tells you, okay, make a decision, stick to the decision, even though you could have made a million other choices to choose along the way. And MGTOW brings men to this crossroads. Confront it. Which fork do I take? They're not just two or three options in this fork, though. They're hundreds. And this is one of the reasons why men and why we look at happiness scales of residents in developed countries and compare it to what we see in developing countries, there is not a huge difference. More options doesn't always mean more happiness, but usually more options mean less problems. And that, at the very least, is the case for MGTOW. MGTOW means more options for men in life, but it certainly always means less problems in life. And for that, regardless of the price of freedom, there is a justification in going MGTOW based on that factor. There will always be fewer problems. The problems of freedom are far smaller. And while this is a similar topic to what I discussed a few days ago, I received a comment talking about this. He talks about a thirst for knowledge, a thirst for doing, for design, for engineering, for creating. Basically, a lot of things that I'm really not great at. And he mentions how there is always something to do, but he doesn't have to do it, okay, when he's not tired. There was always something to do, but there's nobody behind him cracking the whip, telling him to go faster when he's tired. Okay, when he's immobile, when he's needing rest, when he's unable to go further. And that right there is, once again, another MGTOW difference. What is the MGTOW difference? The MGTOW difference allows you to work when you have energy. It allows you to rest when you're not with any energy, when you need rest. It allows you to have what you need to have when you need it. It's basic. And when you go your own way, everything that you do, okay, you get to do when you want to as well. Not just when you want to and need to. And you don't have to labor through it despite being worn out and tired. You can go to bed. You can wake up late. You can operate accordingly and you can get the rest that you need and go forward. Your failures don't have the same repercussions. When you have the energy, you can do it. When you don't have the energy, you can rest. And the way I see it, MGTOW was like waking up at 10 a.m., it's 11 a.m., you're sleeping in every day, looking like you haven't worked hard at all, not taking advantage of your time, but all the while, you're getting more done than anyone else around you. You're saving up more time, you're benefiting yourself and the lives of others around you more, all the while everyone is scratching his head. How? How is that happening? And it makes me think of this testimony that I shared recently about the guy that lost his job shortly after getting his girlfriend pregnant. He lost his job, but because of the skills that he had acquired elsewhere in previous positions, he was able to earn a decent amount through eBay and Amazon. Okay? That would have been good enough to support them It seemed at least, but the hypergamy vampires came and make him run even faster and kicked him out of the house and eventually caused for the break up the relationship. Just one of many things that led to it, the fact that he was at home working on eBay and Amazon. If you're going MGTOW, there isn't any reason why that's a problem. And then you suffer, you get picked apart, and you don't get to determine the speed limits on the road that you're driving on. The MGTOW difference once again. And people will shame that. People will have an issue with that. They say that your potential is only actualized when it's actualized, that of running against time, when you're evading the enemy. The problems of freedom are ultimately far, far smaller, though, than the problems of the world. The problems of modern marriage, of dating, being tied to the mortgage, the car payment. Despite the fact that the strains of freedom might be rough for some, they're far more manageable. There was another good comment that was made on the video which said, "I don't fear her. I fear the chasm that you speak of, another major and much needed revelation." And like I said in that video, you might need to be thinking of facing that chasm. You may need to think about facing that chasm for a while, long before you get there. You need to ponder it. See what method you could use to get past it before you actually venture out and try to traverse it. Maybe you're not quite there yet, and you're trying to get out of a relationship with someone or something, and you're not able to quite live out the MGTOW life that you want. Now start to plan your course. Now start to think it. Now start to think what Andy Dufresne did. How am I going to get out of this jail? It might take me a long time, but every day I'm going to do something to get out of there, and then when I get out of there, I know where I'm going to find Red. Think about that. And one last example to help nail down this video today is an example of money. For many people that don't have money, they only see money as a utility to get past the bills that hold them down. This may bring stress, sure, it's going to keep them up at night, but it doesn't mean that they won't be happy at all. It doesn't mean automatically that they won't appear happier than the person that actually has their bills paid. The issue here is that they have far more problems. It's an issue of problems. It's not necessarily an issue of happiness. Sometimes they're linked. Sometimes they're not. And for the blue pill man, he may have some happiness in the moment, but he has far more problems. And that means usually happiness doesn't last in the end. And thus he has a peace of mind that is not there either. It suffers. At least I would think it would. And for the person that has money, bills aren't an issue, but they may be still sparring with this pursuit of fulfillment and happiness. Problems of the physical matter, bills and finances are largely gone. And this is where the MGTOW man is, though. These bills, these finances, these physical concerns, they're probably gone. You're facing a different type of challenge now. You're facing that chasm that commenter made. You're not facing her. This is where we are. And while it may still be a process in finding that which it is you want to do in order to find actualization, at least the problems are removed. And that enemy is far more manageable. That enemy is far more fulfilling once you get past it. And the same problems that you'd be faced with in the modern world of chaos, they're gone. And the problems of freedom are there instead. Think about those. Confront those. Be far more beneficial for you when you get past them. So if you have another video idea or topic you'd like me to touch on that's related to this problems of freedom discussion that I've been having as of late, don't hesitate to contact me. I can be reached at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.